Good morning, 7:37 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Joining us now by phone, we have Chip Simmons. He is the chief deputy for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Back off vacation. I know you took the interview day off, so good to have you back on the show. First thing I want to ask you, anything happened in the last day or two that sort of we don't already know about in the news? It seemed to me like it's been a pretty, which is good, light law enforcement time for the sheriff's office, but you tell me.
Well, I would say that, because of the 4th of July holiday, I wouldn't say that it was light, but I would say that incidents of significance have been a little bit down. So yeah, I looked at the overnights and there's not really anything to report. We have had a couple of arrests and a couple of groups of people that are doing car burglaries. You know, we've talked over the years about one of our biggest issues is the number of people out there committing car burglaries, and we keep telling people to lock their doors. But if you ask what's going on in law enforcement and what is what we're busy with, it is the car burglaries. And fortunately, I can report that we have made arrests. We arrested two couple of juveniles and one 18-year-old after a brief pursuit for doing multiple car burglaries about a week ago. And then we rearrested another individual, and we're looking for one more based on the July 3rd, some car burglaries.
Now, remind me, tell me if I'm wrong about this, that historically, the way this works is that a group of typically juveniles, although you said there's one adult involved here, one 18-year-old anyway, that what they'll do is they'll steal a car, and then they'll use that car, or sometimes two, to drive around and go to neighborhoods and check for open doors. And if there's anything open doors, then they take whatever's inside that car, and they use the stolen cars as the transport around while they're burglarizing other cars. Is that also what was going on here?
That was what was going on the first one. I think that if you look for some similarities, I think the one thing that they do is they go around and look for unlocked car doors, whether they're on bicycles, which is what the two were on July the 3rd,
okay,
or if they were in a stolen car, which is what the four were on about a week or so ago. It just depends on how they want to get around. Sometimes they can just be walking the neighborhoods. I think that they do evolve, as you mentioned. We have had a group or two that have looked for, if you left your keys in your car, they'll take your car and then they'll use that stolen car. And then as they continue their burglaries, if they find more cars, they'll steal more cars. And they'll ditch the one they don't want, or they'll ditch the one that they think has been, is a little too hot for them. And so, yeah, I think it ranges from car burglaries that are on foot. And then there are some, again, on bicycles. Any way that they can be as quiet and stealth as they possibly can and get to a larger number. Because, again, as they're doing, they're walking through neighborhoods and they're just checking car doors, oftentimes looking for, obviously looking for money, electronics, weapons. And then if they can, they'll get the keys from a car and they'll take the car itself.
What time of day, if there is one, what time of day is this happening? Because I know a lot of times your expectations about when burglaries happen are wrong. Like, people think it always happens at night, but a lot of times burglars like daytime because they know people aren't at home if there's two people working. But when is this happening? Is this a nighttime thing or a daytime thing?
Yeah, well, the one that happened on July the 3rd was early in the morning, about 5:30 in the morning, which indicates to me that they had been there for a couple hours. Typically, it's between, I would say between 1 and 4 o'clock is the time that we have been experiencing most of these, because a lot of people still stay up at least till midnight. So, while you or I may be sleeping around midnight, our neighbors may not be. So that I believe that what they're looking for is a time when most everyone is asleep and the quietest time of the night. I can tell you, having worked midnights, is usually between 2 to 5 o'clock in the morning. So I would say that is probably the most likely time. But again, if you hear someone outside of your home, or if you hear something that sounds suspicious, or see something that sounds suspicious, and it's midnight or 12 or even 11 o'clock, you can certainly give us a call and let us know. That's what happened with the one on July the 3rd. We got a call of a suspicious person, and then when we pulled up, we saw two people on a bicycle. They, upon seeing law enforcement, took off and left the backpack that was full of stolen goods. We end up arresting one of the individuals, and we're still looking for the other one. If you want to, you can go on our Facebook page and see the individual that we have arrested. And then if you know of him or who he associates with, you can let us know, because obviously we want to put these people in jail that are burglarizing our cars.
But, you know, it's such a good reminder, too. Like, you know, you and I have talked many times about the value of things like having the security cameras, because then you catch things on video that you wouldn't otherwise catch. Lock your doors, because then you discourage them from doing that kind of stuff. And know your neighborhood, you know the people in your neighborhood, so that if there's people there that don't really belong, go ahead and call the police. If you are suspicious, call the police. You know, you may be, like you say, you may be finding somebody who's burglarizing from other people. The over the weekend, and I kind of asked Sheriff Johnson about this yesterday, and he said it was no big deal, but I'm curious what your perception was in Escambia County. The fireworks law was now officially in place, so people were allowed. Also, with COVID, there weren't big fireworks displays. It was my impression that pretty much everybody in their neighborhood had a fireworks display, because everybody was spending their money on blowing things up for 4th of July. But what did it turn out for your deputies? Was it a fairly low-call weekend for fireworks complaints, or what was the what really took place?
No, we had many complaints. I think you hit it on the head. There are now 3 days that fireworks, displaying fireworks, are legal. And I agree with you. I'd like to get maybe a drone photograph of certain areas of the county, because I bet you there it looked like a countywide display. I know I got several calls myself from people that I know, and the complaints were more like, when did it stop? Because people continued into, you know, after it got dark, and then they were still doing fireworks at 11 o'clock. And then I got a complaint that the fireworks were landing in someone's yard. And you know, is it legal? Because a lot of people did not get the word or the message or the information, really, that fireworks were legal in the state of Florida on July the 4th. So I would say that we had as many calls, if not more calls, because, as you said, there were no large display. And because it was legal, people were taking advantage of it. And I know around my neighborhood, it was it seemed like every house had fireworks but me. And I woke up, and luckily I didn't see a lot of firework debris in my yard. So either they cleaned it up, or it was just in the neighborhood behind me.
Yeah, no, I had the same perception, and I'm with you. It was like, well, the 4th of July Saturday is one thing, but people started on Thursday, and they weren't even done last night. You know, there was, you know, if it's legal for one day, and of course people were doing it even when it wasn't legal, but legal for one day means legal for 5 days, right? So it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, well, the complicated part for me was when I get a phone call about the noise. Well, if the state of Florida, the legislature decided that the fireworks are legal, surely they intended for people to set them off. And surely they understood that it would make noise. So, you know, it would be kind of difficult to say, hey, it's legal to have fireworks, it's legal to set them off, but they can't make noise. You know, so it's going to be difficult, you know, maneuver for our sheriff's deputies to determine, you know, whether something's in violation of a noise ordinance, and what time to, you know, tell people to kind of pack it up.
Right.
But again, it was a busy weekend. But by all accounts, I don't know of any reports of any serious injuries. I'm sure there were some minor burns here and there. And as I mentioned before, while we had a large call volume, a lot of calls, there was nothing really of major significance to report.
Well, that's, again, always good news. And you earlier, I like the way you rephrased my question in saying that even though there weren't any big significant events, there were, you know, other things as well going on. And that's, you know, always important to remember. That's the ordinary, everyday policing that you guys engage in. Chip Simmons, Chief Deputy for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks so much for the time this morning. We always appreciate what you do.
You bet. Take care.